You know that Hanukkah, as well as Purim, are some of the holidays that are found in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus, a document in the days of Bayis Sheni, collected all the different holidays, rabbinic holidays, that were celebrating different miracles. There were days that was usher for a person to engage in fast and hesped. And most of the days in Megillas Tainus are not known to us because they were batel. We no longer observe those days, Hanukkah and Purim being the exceptions. But the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as well as Maseches Tainus, goes through some of Megillas Tainus and tells us some of these other holidays. One of the holidays that we don't currently celebrate is the 28th day of the month of Adar. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Tes talks about this day, about celebrating the Torah. And why so? So Gemara tells the story. What was the threat? Shegazra ha-malchus gzeira shelo ya'asku b'Torah. The government decreed we should not be able to study Torah. B'shel yamulu espenayim, we couldn't give mila to our children. B'shel yechalu shabbasos, we weren't able to keep Shabbos. Who are we talking about? Which enemy? Actually, not the Greeks. You hear the idea of not keeping Shabbos, not keeping Mila, not engaging in Torah study. You would think it's the Greeks. But actually, as the Marshal here points out, many of our enemies made the same decrees as the Greeks. Not engaging in Bris Mila, not engaging in Torah study, not to have Rosh Chodesh, not to have our Moadim of Shabbos. And that was the gzera that the Romans made as well over the course of several periods in Jewish history, those same gzeras. And the Gemara describes a certain protest the Jewish people formed. They sought political advice, they got involved in forming rallies. It wasn't in D.C., but they had a rally. They didn't have the turnout that we had, but they had a rally. Rav Shaka Shlita pointed to this Gemara in response to those who said Orthodox Jews should not be engaging in protest. He said, yeah, we do. We absolutely engage in political protests as ways to counteract gzeras. We absolutely do that. But as far as why the enemies, time and time again, why do they always pick on Mila? Why do they always pick on Rosh Chodesh? Why do they pick on Shabbos? Why do they pick on Talmud Torah? Says the Marsha here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Tes, because these mitzvos really highlight our distinctiveness from the nations of the world. If you think about Shabbos, that not only do we keep Shabbos and they can't, but they're actually Chayav Misa, the Gemara says, if an Akum keeps Shabbos. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is an oath, it's a bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a special connection. Mila is obviously a bris, it's bris Mila. And again, even if they circumcise themselves, the nations of the world don't have a status of a mohel. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos, they don't have a status of bris, because bris is a special oath between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Talmud Torah as well, says the Marsha, it's supposed to be a special symbol of our love with Hashem, our relationship with Hashem, and it's our chachman bina for the eyes of all those in the world, for them to see just how special we are and our ways of life. Our Torah study really highlights our distinctiveness. And over the years, many tyrants, from Antiochus to Roman generals who aren't named in the story, but they've all felt that same frustration. And they've all felt that sense that if we can just get rid of their sense of distinction, if we can just get them to be more like us, then we can take them down. We can assimilate them or even kill them. Whatever we need to do, it has to start with tearing down the barrier between Yisrael and Amen. If we can stop having them have their own holidays, if we can stop them having their own physical, bodily distinction with their Mila, if we could stop them from having their own laws and their own Chagim and their own calendar, if we can just stop those distinctions, we'll be able to do whatever we want with them. And those threats really are existential. You would think, Rosh Chodesh, okay, so no donuts, no white shirts and Rosh Chodesh in school, what's the big deal? But what it really highlights is a sense of Jewish pride, Jewish identity, what it means to be a Yid. And if we don't realize, we don't appreciate sometimes just how much Talmud Torah means to us, how much the Moadim, Shabbos, means to us, we can learn a lesson from the enemies who always pick on these things as, this is so special in our eyes that you do this and it separates you from us and that bothers us and that threatens us. And they try to tear those down. If we can learn a lesson from what they viewed as the biggest threat to them, we'll start to realize what exactly is our greatest strength. It is our sense of distinction. It is our sense of making Havdalah in our bodies, how we dress, how we talk, how we behave, how we spend our days, how we have our holidays, how we engage in our Torah study. They can't handle that. They can't handle the sense of difference, but we have to embrace it. We have to embrace what it means to be a Yid, especially with the holidays in Megillas Tainus, the unnamed holiday over here, as well as Hanukkah. What it means to realize when Torah is threatened, when our identity is threatened, it's an opportunity for us to buckle down. The Or HaTorah that we have here in the Beis Medrash, the idea of using Hanukkah for parties and Shevach V'Hodah, that's true. But Hanukkah, where our neshamos were threatened, where the idea of the oil was exactly the same, just it was Tameh oil. They didn't really care about burning down the Beis HaMikdash. They cared about taking the things looking exactly the same and just blurring distinction. Doesn't matter whether it's our oil or your oil. And we said, no, We're going to do whatever it takes to use the one little drop of oil that we have that's tahor, because that distinction makes all the difference. We should be zocha during this time to really highlight and appreciate and embrace what it is that makes us special and engage in Talmud Torah and Mila. As we approach Shabbos Chanukah, appreciate the great connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Remember,